I was one of the people representing independents, one of the three who helped negotiate that programme for government. And one of the things I was insistent on was that we had what then was in the HSE business plan described as a surgical hub for Sligo. And I still support that fully.
When you say that you got a commitment in the programme for government for a surgical hub for the North West, was the commitment you received specific to Sligo or was it for the North West generally?
At that point, if you go to the HSE business plan, it was described as a surgical hub for Sligo. It was already there in the HSE business plan. And that is what I pushed for, because I believe it will serve most of the Northwest. And indeed, it's not just the Northwest. We're talking about parts of Cavan, West Longford. And we're talking about significant parts of Mayo, Roscommon. So anyway, to come back to the question, I believe actually the government should be looking at two such hubs north of that Dublin line. But for now, what we managed to get into the programme for government and what's being discussed at the moment is the surgical hub in Sligo. And if you look at the evidence that's there and what the HSE are saying, that is what they have come down with. And I'm no expert on this, and I know some of your other contributors are. But I suppose each hospital has to look at what does it need. And there are very serious needs in Letterkenny. But I think perhaps top of those is the need for additional beds, first of all. Secondly, an ambulatory cancer centre. And that would include additional theatres. But theatres not of the kind you get in a surgical hub. And I'll come to that in a minute. But theatres to actually service the hospital itself and cancer care within it. And of course, also some kind of minor injuries unit to take pressure off A&E. And I think most people are not fully aware of what a surgical hub is. A surgical hub is day case surgery. You don't stay overnight. It's elective surgery. So if you need certain minor procedures, they're not all minor. Some of them are a little bit more, but you don't stay overnight. You go in, you have your surgery. It's an elective procedure. It's all those thousands of procedures every year that get delayed because the hospital is busy with A&E, with waiting lists that are... That's why the waiting lists for certain services, like, for example, dermatology, continue to increase. So I support Letterkenny for what it needs because I have some understanding of the needs of this region. And given the population base, I've finished with this because I know some of your other contributors will want to answer this question. But given the population base north of the Galway-Dublin line, it is a very, very legitimate ask that there would be two of those surgical hubs to take those elective cases, to take the pressure off hospitals so that they can get on with the emergency and other cases
Just one question before I bring in our other guests, if you don't mind. You I'm sure are aware that 170 consultants, doctors and what have you, wrote a letter to the minister, met with the minister, presented a business plan, presented the argument effectively for the location of a surgical hub in Letterkenny University Hospital. Can I ask if you've read that letter and that document?
No, I haven't, because the document or letter was never sent to me. I presume it was sent to the minister, but nobody sent it to me. I did receive one communication from one of those doctors who was just simply very angry with me that I would support the surgical hub in Sligo. But I think all of your listeners would agree on one thing, that when you're elected as a TD to Dáil Éireann, TD means Teacht a Dáil Éireann, a messenger to the Dáil for Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal, then you have to represent their interests first. But that does not mean that I don't recognise very much mm-hmm. that those kind of services were completely absent before now in this part of the region.
Okay, it's interesting because obviously a lot of the people that you represent in South Donegal, Letterkenny University Hospital is their hospital as well. But anyway, I understand, and in fact, in fairness, it's an honest reflection.